Now today, friends, we come to the 16th Psalm. And as we come to this great psalm that is here, it is a psalm of resurrection. We have here the resurrection of the Messiah. It's quoted in the New Testament three different places, and very clearly so. You have actually in this psalm the life of Christ, the death of Christ, and the resurrection of Christ, and even the ascension of Christ. And we're going to take that up as we get down in the psalm here. It is a great psalm and one that we ought to spend a great deal of time with. Now, you will notice, those of you that are following in the text and our notes, and I trust you have them, it's called a Miktam of David. Now, this is the first Miktam psalm, and somebody's going to say, well, what does that mean? Well, the word Miktam actually is of uncertain origin, and we're going to come to some more psalms that are called Miktam psalms. Psalm 56 through 60 actually is that. Now, Martin Luther translated Miktam a golden jewel, and I think its messianic meaning is fully established by the testimony of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. This was actually Peter's text. Not Joel, but Peter's text was from this psalm, as we're going to see now in just a few moments. And we'll find that the Apostle Paul, in what I think is one of the greatest sermons he ever preached, was in Antioch of Pisidia. He quoted from this psalm, and it's quoted in Hebrews 2:13, and again in reference to Christ. Now, that means that this is the third messianic psalm that we've seen. Psalm 2, we saw there the rejection of the king, but God's final purpose to put him on the throne. And that looks to his second coming. And then we have in Psalm 8, his humanity is presented there. That is the incarnation. And it's so quoted in the second chapter of Hebrews. And now we see him in this golden jewel. Let's call this psalm the golden jewel of David, because he's looking forward to the one that's coming in his line, the one of whom he could say, this is all my salvation. That is, when this one came,